Imagine paying up to $250 a month for a premium developer tool, integrating it with your favorite open source app, and suddenly finding your account permanently banned.
Yeah, no warning, no grace period.
Exactly. And absolutely no refunds.
And to add insult to injury, any questions you post on the official developer forums asking for help, they just get, swiftly deleted.
Welcome to today's deep dive. We are exploring the incredibly turbulent launch of Google Anti-Gravity. That's their new agent-first IDE.
Right. And our stack of sources today includes Hacker News discussions, Google's own developer forums, and GitHub documentation.
Our mission here is to help you understand the massive disconnect between Google's ambitious vision for AI-assisted coding and the, well, harsh reality of buggy software and zero-tolerance corporate policies. So, okay, let's unpack this.
To set the stage, Google pitched Anti-Gravity as the next evolution of coding, powered by their new Gemini 3 model. The big promise was synchronized control across your editor, terminal, and browser. They even introduced this concept called artifacts, things like auto-generated task lists and screenshots. The whole point of artifacts was to build user trust, showing you what the AI was doing rather than just executing raw commands in the background.
But based on the Hacker News threads we looked at, that trust evaporated almost immediately. The reality check was just brutal.
What's fascinating here is how the security features themselves actually became the primary source of the danger and the frustration.
Yeah, users were comparing it unfavorably to competitors like Cursor, saying anti-gravity couldn't even manage a simple task like changing a static loader to a GIF.
Right, but it gets so much worse than bad UI updates.
Oh, yeah. The biggest Hacker News discussion we found was an absolute horror story about anti-gravity literally deleting the contents of a user's entire drive.
Or completely corrupting essential PHP files. Anti-gravity has this highly granular security system that supposedly requires manual approval for every single file read.
But users reported the auto-approve feature was completely broken.
Exactly. So developers were just stuck clicking approve endlessly.
Just nonstop.
Right, becoming completely desensitized right up until the AI decided to wipe their drive.
So you have developers paying a premium for Gemini 3, but the actual IDE is practically unusable. How are they supposed to get any value out of their subscription?
Well, developers are naturally going to tinker. They realized they didn't actually have to use the buggy anti-gravity interface.
They found a workaround.
They could just extract their anti-gravity OAuth tokens and route them into third-party open-source clients instead. Think of an OAuth token like a digital VIP backstage pass.
And they took that VIP pass meant specifically for Google's official app.
And hand it over to outside tools to do the heavy lifting.
Right, while still tapping into their AI Pro and Ultra quotas. And my absolute favorite of these outside tools is OpenClaw. It's a popular local AI assistant, and it is completely 100% lobster themed.
I have to admit, a multi-trillion-dollar tech giant getting outmaneuvered by a cartoon lobster is pretty objectively funny.
Their official motto is literally the lobster way. But Google certainly didn't see the humor in it. Here's where it gets really interesting. How exactly did Google respond to people bypassing their broken app?
Instead of fixing the IDE around February 12, 2026, Google unleashed a massive zero-tolerance ban wave.
Wow.
They determined that using anti-gravity credentials to power non-anti-gravity products violated their terms of service. Paying subscribers were suddenly hit with permanent 403 permission denied errors.
But wait, if it violated the terms, why didn't Google just walk the connection in the first place? Why let the Lobster app connect at all?
That's the part that really stings. They didn't block it at the authentication level. They allowed the connections to happen, audited the logs after the fact, and then just terminated the accounts.
That is ruthless.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, the contrast with competitors is striking. When Anthropic faced a similar situation with third-party tools, they updated their legal terms, communicated publicly, and gave developers a grace period to adjust.
While Google just chose a silent audit and terminate cycle, which has created a massive chilling effect, you have users now who are absolutely terrified.
It really highlights the danger of ecosystem reliance. When you depend entirely on a single walled garden, the rules of engagement can change overnight.
And you have no recourse when the hammer falls. They are realizing that experimenting with a new developer API might actually cost them their entire Google Workspace.
Or a personal Gmail account they've had for 2 decades.
So what does this all mean for you? It shows the rapidly growing friction between these walled garden AI ecosystems and the open source tinkering community.
It's a tension that isn't going away anytime soon.
Definitely not. which leaves you with this final thought to mull over. If our primary digital identities, our emails, our photos, our documents, are heavily tied to the exact same accounts we use for experimental developer tools, are we reaching a point where the personal risk of simply testing a new API is just too high for an independent developer?